without you.
Hi, it's Playhouse in the morning. 194.7, 46 in the morning, zero. And Jamie in the Playhouse today with Amy on vacation. Dump 'em or date 'em today. Now, basically, if you've never heard dump 'em or date 'em before, it is somebody, it's very self-explanatory. They're at a crossroads of a relationship. They're wondering, do I hang in there? Is this reason to break up with somebody? And today, it's first initial M in the voice changer. Why are you thinking you might dump this person? Tell us all about them.
Well, we've been dating for about 3 weeks, and after things started to get a little heated the other night, he kind of admitted to me that he's still holding on to his B card.
And you found that to be a negative thing, or?
Well, I guess it just surprised me. I mean, he's 27 years old, so, like, I don't know. I sort of expected that he would have some experience by now. I mean, he looks like the type of guy who would have some experience, and it just kind of caught me off guard, and I don't know. I'm just thinking, you know, what negative thing am I not seeing clearly that everybody else is seeing? And I've just never noticed, you know, over the years, other women have noticed this about him and have not had, you know, interactions with him. So am I missing something?
So in your mind, to still be hanging on to that, the V card, as you called it, at that age, there must be something like undesirable about him. That's what you think must be going on?
Well, he never said anything about saving himself. I mean, he seemed ready to go the other night. I mean, maybe a little bit nervous, but ready. I mean, like he said, I need to tell you something, you know, just first. So, you know, after he told me, I basically said, well, if that's the case, let's just wait and make sure it's the right moment, you know, which seemed to you know, he seemed to think that it should be the right moment. But mostly I just wanted to say anything to, you know, to get out of there, because I was so shocked.
Is there anything else about the relationship that you find off-putting, or just this?
Not really. Well, yeah, he's fun. You know, I've enjoyed myself with him in the short time we've been seeing each other, but that weirds me out, and I just don't know if it's worth dating him and bring him into manhood or letting someone else do it first, you know?
Right. I don't see why that would be an undesirable thing. I my vote is date. I think you're being kind of judgy. I vote date. How about you there, Jamie Mack?
Yeah, I say date. I don't think you want him, like, you know, if you like this guy, you're seeing this guy, you don't really want him to experience somebody else. Like, I think that would obviously ruin your relationship. But look at it as like a positive thing. You have somebody who's inexperienced that you could show him the way that you like it.
There
and
you
going
go.
Forward,
sure.
That's, you know, that's what he's going to think to do is just the way that you like it. And so I think it's actually maybe a good decision because people get stuck in their ways sometimes.
Sure.
And you don't have to worry about that.
So she finds it, essentially she finds it kind of off-putting that he has never experienced intimacy with anybody else in that way. Leading up to this point, and she's wondering if there's, she's almost phrasing it like she thinks there's something negative that other people are seeing that she's missing.
Yeah.
And that's a red flag of that, and not seeing any of the good reasons that could potentially be the case. I think this is going to be a primarily datum situation, but I'm open to being proved wrong. Would you dump him or date him, and why? 237 hits, text 35270. And I think if I heard the age correctly, he's 27?
Yeah.
27 years old, if that matters to you.
The Morning Playhouse on Y94.
In the morning.
754 Playhouse Y94, the number one hit music station. Dump 'em or date 'em. I think it'll be a quick one here with first initial M and the voice changer. Wouldn't even play it back. Just kind of give you a quick recap. So she's dating a guy. He is, I think she said, 27 years old. And before what she thought was going to be their first like romantic time together, if you catch my meaning, kind of want to beat around the bush on it a little bit. He admitted he'd never done that before, and it's really, you know, it kind of hit the brakes on what they had going on, and it's kind of gotten in her head. And her rationale of it, God forbid that somebody just be saving themselves, she has decided there must be something other people have seen as like a negative, like, why would I want to be with someone like that? And she must be missing it. Like, she's turned it into a negative thing. And she's wondering if other people would dump him or date him. And it's going to kind of landslide, go one direction, it looks like, from everything I'm seeing.
Yeah, somebody said date, he's guaranteed to not have any, you know, medical illnesses. Somebody else said, for his sake, dump him. He deserves better than you. Someone actually did say, I would dump somebody in this situation. I feel like at 27, you should have a lot of experience behind you it is a bit of a red flag that he hasn't been with anybody else. Somebody else on the other end of things, though, saying it's a testament to you and how much he cares about you that he's willing to do it with you. After 27 years, you're the one that he's choosing. It should be a compliment more than anything. Definitely date.
Yeah, it definitely is swinging the way of date on this one for a first initial M. And the people that are saying dump, I think for the most part, are basically saying, like, based off how judgy you were, you'd be doing this guy a favor, a solid, if you just walked away from him. So,
yeah, you know, I think that in a situation like this, it probably took a lot for him to even be honest with you. I don't think that when people, it is their first time, are really open and honest about that. I think they just hope for the best and go in with it being their first time and then find out after the fact. But he was open with you from the very beginning, and I think that shows like a little level of trust he has for you and how much he really likes you.
It's meant to bring you closer, not throw that wedge in there. And if you can't move that wedge, if it's something that's going to be in your head and you've decided as a negative thing, it's probably not going to work. Yeah. And that's more on you than him, if anything. So do you ever look at your partner's stuff and you wish you could just throw it away? It's more common than you think. Actually, 2/3 of couples wish they could just garbage, throw away something that owns their significant other owns. Wonder what that thing is momentarily on the show just before 8 o'clock with Duncan Lawrence Arcade on the number one hit music station, Y94.
Broken heart is all that's left.